Support comes from Red Stag Supper Club, featuring weekly live music and a late-night happy hour, serving brunch, lunch, dinner, and late night 7 days a week, focusing on locally farmed ingredients. RedStagSupperClub.com.
From Minnesota Public Radio, this is Grammar Grader. It's the podcast about words, grammar, and usage for the information age. This week's episode, unwilling to talk or simply unwilling?
Come on, Frank, go on the roller coaster with me.
No, I don't think so.
But it will be fun.
No, thank you, I will pass.
Oh, come on, I want to go, but I don't want to go by myself like a loser.
Well, you know how I feel about heights. Plus, I just ate a really big slice of pizza, and I think if I go on that Big Dipper, I'll just throw up all over myself. Think of the people below.
Disgusting!
I am sorry, but I am so reticent.
Reticent? What you're saying seems pretty vivid to me.
What are you talking about?
Maybe I should be reticent.
Oh, yeah. Again, what are you talking about?
This week's episode is inspired by a message we received from Mike Smith, a listener in Tucson, Arizona. Mike writes,
"Could you investigate the distinction between reluctant and reticent? It seems to me a lot of people who use reticent are usually reluctant and seldom reticent."
Thanks for the message, Mike. Here's how the Oxford Dictionary of Current English defines the adjective reticent.
Not revealing one's thoughts or feelings readily.
And here's how Webster's New World College Dictionary defines reticent.
Habitually silent or uncommunicative, disinclined to speak readily, reserved, taciturn, or having a restrained, quiet, or understated quality.
Meanwhile, both the Oxford Dictionary of Current English and Webster's New World College Dictionary define reluctant as follows.
Unwilling and hesitant, disinclined to do something.
Now, it seems an open and shut case, but as Mike noted in his message, he's observing the word reticent being used to mean the same thing as reluctant. And it turns out Mike's not the only one. Not surprisingly, Fowler's Modern English Usage is also on the scent. Here's what it says.
Evidence is accumulating that reticent is now also being used to mean reluctant to act, and it's dragging the noun reticence along in the same direction.
Another person who has researched this shift in meaning is author and linguist Michael Quinion, a frequent guest here on Grammar Grader. In 2007, he found this use of reticent in London's The Guardian newspaper.
Theater critics habitually complain about artistic directors' reticence to tackle untried repertoire.
Michael Quinion joins us again by telephone today. Michael, what can you tell us about reticent and reluctant?
Well, they come from different sources. Reticent, for example, comes from a Latin verb that means to be silent. We also get taciturn from the same source, meaning reserved or uncommunicative in speech. Reticent and reluctant have quite different senses, at least traditionally. That said, we're witnessing a merging in sense of reticent with that of reluctant. It's a shift that's been developing over the last four decades or so, so it's nothing very new about it. First of all, it began in the US, but now it's widely known throughout the English-speaking world. A few American dictionaries, the American Heritage Dictionary and the Merriam-Webster Dictionary among them, now note that reluctant is a subsidiary sense of reticent. But the style guides, generally speaking, suggest it should be avoided, and a lot of language watchers strongly dislike it.
Then why do you suppose people are inclined to replace reluctant with reticent?
Well, it may be just that reticent sounds rather more classy than reluctant. It's a slightly rarer word. It sounds posher, you know. But it's easy to understand confusion between the two because the context in which they're both used is often very similar. If a person's reluctant, he's unwilling to do something. If he's reticent, he's unwilling to speak. You might say that reticent refers to a subset of the meanings of reluctant. Compare, for example, someone saying he's reluctant to talk about that issue with he's reticent on that issue. The meaning, the result, is very much the same in both cases. If you're reticent, you can very easily give the impression of being reluctant to act or hesitant about doing so.
Okay. Fowler's Modern English Usage says that this merging of reticent and reluctant is non-standard but has an air of inevitability about it.
I think that's a fair statement, and certainly the history of the development of the two senses over the last few decades bears it out. There's very little doubt that this usage will continue to spread, in spite of all the criticism. It's a pity, in my view, because we will lose precision. We will have no word available, if this goes to completion, that expresses quite the same idea as the traditional meaning of reticent. We shall still have taciturn, of course, to hand, but that implies a person with a level of reserve that borders on insociability rather than someone who merely wants to avoid talking about his private affairs.
Michael, thank you for joining us today.
No, you're very welcome.
So it appears that reticent is quickly gaining currency as a synonym for reluctant. It may be non-standard, but once people start liking something and it becomes popular, it's hard to stop it being trendy.
Ooh, kind of like asparagus.
Yeah, sure. Kind of like asparagus.
Okay, so reticent more accurately means unwilling to talk or talk about one's feelings, and reluctant means unwilling to do something.
Yes. And I'll acknowledge that reticent is gaining some colloquial ground as another form for reluctant.
Not the kind of conversation one would expect in an amusement park.
No. Why don't we go on a ride instead?
How about the carousel?
Now there's something we'll enjoy going round and round on.
We are so sad.
This has been Grammar Grader from Minnesota Public Radio. Source material for this episode comes from the Oxford Dictionary of Current English, from Webster's New World College Dictionary, 4th edition, from Fowler's Modern English Usage, and from Michael Quinion's website, worldwidewords.org. Thanks to Michael Quinion for joining us today. Thanks as always to the Grammatis Personae players, Julia Schrankler and Dale Connolly. Our producer is Brett Baldwin. Executive producer is John Pearson. I'm Luke Taylor. Thanks for listening. And if you like Grammar Grader, participate in the discussion, give feedback, and share your thoughts at grammargrader.gather.com.